Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're ready to talk to our good friend, Ramon Ray. He's a longtime Brain Trust member, more than 9 years now. He's the editor of smallbiztechnology.com. He's the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Business, also the Facebook Guide to Small Business Marketing. He's the guy we turn to when we want to get better with the application of technology to our business tasks. My friend Ramon Ray, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thank you very, very much. Glad to be here. And you're the guy I turn to when I need a reality check. So thank you very much.
It's good to have you here, Ramon. Hey, Ramon, when we go shopping online, a lot of times, depending on you can see it on Amazon, you can see it on other big merchants, online merchants, but sometimes things pop up cross-platform, meaning I'm looking for something, and I go to somebody else's website, and somewhere in their website pops up an example of what I was looking for somewhere else.
Right.
And that's called big data, isn't it?
It is, Jim.
Or big data, depending on how you like. Tell the audience what big data means.
If you can, you know, big data.
Tomato, tomato. What does big data mean?
You know, what really, it's the aspect of where you can take a lot of the information coming in, whether it's customers, addresses, databases, all this information that we have, we can talk about that later, compiling it all together and making information out of it.
Right.
Another example of what Walmart...
There are no faces on this. There are no phone numbers. There's no. There. You know, probably aren't any emails. This is strictly ones and zeros, and with a little bit of intelligence, and presented to you in a way that the idea is to make it more convenient for you, make it more to you, and maybe help you do business with them.
That is correct. And some people I think are scared by it to a degree, Jim. There's privacy concerns.
Yep.
But I think that overall, for the retailer trying to make money, and for the person who's buying, let's say your customer, giving them a better shopping experience, everybody wants that.
Well, but it does get a little creepy because I was looking for a piece of furniture the other day, and I went to a store, and I shopped around for a while on it, and maybe a couple of sites. Then later, I went to another site, totally unrelated, completely different industry, and all of a sudden popped up an ad for a piece of furniture, not unlike what I've been looking for, in their on. I mean, they don't sell furniture.
Exactly. No.
I'm thinking they're following me around.
And they are. And
it moved the needle. It moved the needle on my computer a little bit.
Remember. But did it a little bit also reinforce you wanting to buy that furniture you were looking for earlier?
I don't know about that. But the point here, folks, I don't mean to make value judgments. The point we're making is big data exists. The capability to aggregate information about people online, especially if they've been to your site, that ability is possible for the big guys.
Correct.
And it's probably starting to become possible for us little guys.
Absolutely. And I think two things, Jim, that's important for the audience. There's one, something called retargeting of advertising. Thing that every small business should look into is sales online. That's where if you're selling cupcakes online and people go to visit CNN, New York Times, some other website, you can have appear there. So that's point one. Retargeting. Point two is on your own website. This is where we're getting into CRM, which is what Amazon, Zappos, Walmart do so well. The big guys, we can do it as well.
How does CRM, customer relationship management, right? Is that
right?
How does CRM? These are online tools, folks. This is basically your database. We used to call it it's the new version of our customer list.
Yes.
And so what does CRM have to do with big data?
CRM and big data go hand in hand because big data is all about the aggregation and having this information in mass sitting in some digital warehouse somewhere.
Right, right.
CRM is the cousin to that and now enables you, yes, to know that Jim Name of Ramon Ray is on my website. Ramon Ray just shopped for cell phones. Let me show him ads for cell phone accessories. That's the number two, which is a bit creepy, but for us who are trying to make money and sell, that's how you increase sales.
So if I'm selling you something that you're buying on an e-commerce website, and there's an adjacent product that I don't sell, but I know that Amazon does sell it, if I can and make you that offer, and then you go into Amazon and buy that, I get paid for that too.
Absolutely.
All right, folks. Your version of big data. We can fight back. You know, we've been fussing about the government. They've got their own version of this, right? Well, this is a way of fighting back. Is it for you? We'll talk about that after these messages with Ramon Ray. 20 Tales. Stay with
us. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.